Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. There goes Hockett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Moses reaches second base with a double. Callaway moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Callaway scores. Moses moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Quell reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Appling scores. Wright goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards left. Heath catches it and throws to second to double up QL. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. West bunts towards the mound. Harder juggles the ball. That's an error on Harder. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Moses moves to third. West moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses scores. West moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming strikes out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt strikes out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. West takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. West moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 4 RBIs. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh is walked intentionally. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons is called out on strikes. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL scores. Kennedy moves to third. Tresh moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Tresh scores. Callaway moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. West hits a line drive to left field. Heath throws towards the plate. Hegan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hegan. Lyons scores. Callaway scores. Moses goes all the way around to score. West moves to third. It's 11-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.